9. And y'all remember like 2 episodes ago when I said y'all could kiss my ass? Well, y'all could keep kissing my ass because I got some more shit to address. But before we get into the shit that I have to address, y'all already know what I'm about to ask. How you doing? What's going on? We in July. It's finally feeling like summer outside. I'm still drinking champagne, even though I was supposed to stop. I slowed down. Y'all would be proud of me. But what's going on with you? How are we feeling about month 7? Are we achieving goals? Are we taking a break? Are we pumping the gas? Which one is it? Talk to me. Tell me what it is. As I enjoy some of my amazing iced tea that I made. Speaking of iced tea, so I have a question. I asked this on my personal page. And maybe I ask again on Black Girl Tea. But when y'all make iced tea, do y'all boil the tea bags or do y'all use the powder? Or do you not make it and you just go buy Arizona tea or Brisk? Which one y'all be doing? Because it's something about boiling the tea bag with all that diabetes in the bottom of the cup. Man, listen. That thing will do it for me every time. If you make some iced tea with some tea bags, you won't hear nothing from me. I'll be the most appreciative, silent person you ever met. I'll drink the whole thing in one sitting. But like I was saying, y'all could kiss my ass again. So let me tell y'all where the kiss my ass shit came from. I explained it in the first episode, but this part came from a completely different scenario, a group of scenarios and things like that. So I was talking to Shay, you know, on one of our 8-hour long conversations, and we're talking about like things that we didn't necessarily experience like firsthand, but we are currently seeing happening with our friends group, our families on social media. And one thing that we were noticing was like how women act. And like, I noticed a bunch of different things, but like, I noticed that some of the things that women do, other women won't call them out about. Like, niggas will just stay silent. Niggas, I mean women. Like, women will just stay silent when another woman is doing something wild and crazy. They won't correct her. I've also had that conversation with Alicia. Like, some women just won't correct another woman. And I'm very appreciative of the women in my life who correct me. Whether they correct me in the moment or wait, you know, and pull me to the side. I'm very appreciative of correction. I'm very appreciative of when people say, like, nah, you're wrong. Very appreciative of it. Like everybody, there are instances when people tell me that I'm wrong and I'm like, no, I'm not. And most of the time when I say, no, I'm not, I know I don't be wrong. But that's how we came back to circling back around to this topic and telling y'all to kiss my ass. I don't want people to think that Black Girl Tea is a podcast and a blog where we just sit here and bash men, because that's not the case. And we know, we as in women, that sometimes we be doing some fucked up shit to men. And we just gonna talk about it. So I don't even know where to start. I got a lot that I wanna tell y'all to kiss my ass about. But okay, we can start with the whole dating, right? Dating. I think, like, we all know that there is pee in the dating pool. Like, that whole aspect of, like, niggas ain't shit, this generation really not knowing what they want, this generation playing in your face. Like, we know that that is a thing. And if you listen to Help a Brother Out, you hear me talk about Malcolm's experience as a man dating. Like, he, and I'm not saying this because, like, I sat down with this person and I want to big his head up or anything. I'm saying it because it's true. He is a good man. He has a great job. He's very well-mannered. I've went through this man's text messages to get an understanding of who he was, how he spoke to women. He is the package, right? the full fucking package. And unfortunately, he keeps ending up at the wrong door. And that's, like, that aspect of, you know, what he's dealing with, women deal with. I've dealt with it firsthand. Like, the dating pool has pee in it. These niggas kind of suck. And I know these men, some men, probably feel the same way about us women. These women suck. This generation of women suck. I get it. I understand. I don't understand it 100% from a man's point of view. From a man's point of view, sitting down talking to my brothers, being able to have the conversation with the gentlemen who've come forward, to have like a help a brother out episode. Like, I've talked to them, so I understand where they're coming from. I understand the things that they're dealing with. But ladies, the same way that we want men to take responsibility for the shit that they're doing and to be held accountable, we also have to do it. So like I was saying, I'm 100% here for you trying to, you know, switch up and, you know, I'm not dating for love no more. I'm dating for money. I'm so here for that. But y'all gotta realize that is a form of lowering your standards, right? If you are okay with lowering your standards and getting a different level of life, by all means, do you. I am no one to sit here and tell you not to do that. If that is what you want to do, do it. But I need y'all to stop lowering your standards because you can't find or you can't get what you want. And then when men treat you like the standard that you've become and that you've accepted, you get an attitude. Like, you can't blame a man. If a man is doing what he wants to do with you and throwing money at you and you're okay with that, you can't get mad when he treats you just like that because you've lowered your standard. And there are things that, you know, we can tweak and everything like that, but you can't be mad because you lowered your standard and a nigga is treating you less than you are because you lowered your standard. Like, that really pisses me off. And I'm, like I said, I'm here for it. I get it. If you don't want to date for love, you want to date for money, go for it. But you can't blame the man. You gotta blame yourself. You really, really gotta blame yourself because you've lowered that standard. That's one thing that I felt like I needed to get off my chest. The other thing, well, another thing, I don't want to say the other thing because it's more than that. And this is what me and Shay were really talking about because of things that we've, you know, have been hearing. I have permission to tell a close friend of mine's story. And telling you guys this story will help you understand my frustration. So, as you guys know, I have friends, mentors, people in my network that are anywhere from 18 years old to 60. Like, there's a 60-year-old in my phone that I could call right now and be like, hey, help me. And she's going to help me. She's going to pour into me. She's going to find me some resources. She's going to share her story with me and her testimony. And she's going to give me where she needs to go. And I've always felt like I just needed to be surrounded by strong women and da 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 da. But recently, I've been surrounding myself by strong men. Shout out to the men in my life. Appreciate y'all. So, this particular man, we've become very cool with each other. Very vulnerable with each other, too. Like, just telling the nitty-gritty truth about what life is, what his experience is. And he has children. And he has recently found out that one of his children is not his child. One of those kids is not his. So when he first told me, you know, what was going on, and like, he was just beating himself up, like, how did I not know? Why didn't I see the signs? Obviously, in order for that child not to be his, he had to be cheated on, and he was just being so forgiving. So I was asking him, like, and I say this, and I've explained it to him before I decided to ask the question, like, I'm not blaming you for you getting cheated on, but how did you get cheated on? And y'all, he has walked me through. So I'm about to walk y'all through. So this individual, we are going to call him, I think his name, I didn't think about this before. We're going to call him James. James is, let me describe James. James is a very hardworking dad. He's an entrepreneur. He has a great 9-to-5. Like, he has a great career, and you know, he runs his own business. He was dating his high school sweetheart, and they had kids, right? Over the years, he wanted to give her whatever it is that she wanted. And not for nothing, a lot of the good men that I know in life, like, that is their, like, I want to work so my wife does not have to lift a finger outside of our household. And not that they want to, like, keep their woman in the house, whether it's their girlfriend, their wife, their life partner, whatever you want to call them. It's not that they want to keep them in the house, but they want them to be able to just relax. And I personally am manifesting that for me. But I would love to relax, but I don't want my husband killing himself. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, this ain't about me. This is about James. So, James was working 2-3 jobs to keep his family afloat. This is before his business launched and took off. But he's working 2-3 jobs because he wanted to give his partner what she wanted, which was to be a stay-at-home mom. He provided for the household, and then over the years of him working 2-3 jobs at a time, she started to complain, like, you're not home enough, you're not doing this and the third, you're not blah 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 blah. He shifted some things around, still wasn't enough for her, and he pretty much said, well, look, you don't want to go to work, and I'm not going to force you, but if you want me home, there needs to be some sort of a change. You may have to go get a part-time job to pick up where I'm lacking, if that's what you want. You want me home every night to have dinner with the kids. I would love that. But we have 3 children, and I can't afford to not work right now. Like, to not work one of these jobs. And, you know, it would be a thing where she would be understanding in the moment, and then a few weeks later, it would be an issue again. And that was the nature of their relationship. Like, he was working and she was complaining. Now me, little old me, I could be wrong. I could be saying this prematurely because I have not experienced that level of life yet. But if I say to my man, I don't want to work, and he go and pick up extra shifts so that I could work, so I don't have to work, he go get extra jobs so that I don't have to work because he wants me to be happy, I dare not complain. Yes, I do want you home, babe, but you doing what you gotta do so I can do what I wanna do. So I'm gonna be appreciative. You coming home after working a 18-hour day, food is on the stove, your clothes for tomorrow is ironed. Like, if you doing it for me like that, I'm gonna make sure you're good. But this particular woman, it wasn't enough for her. She wanted to stay at home and still enjoy his company. Which, don't get me wrong, I also kind of understand where she's coming from. Like, we had these kids together. I'm home raising them most of the time while you're out providing for the family. Grateful that you're, you know, providing and you're being a great provider. But, like, I still want you home too. So I get both ends of it, right? This woman decided to cheat because he wasn't capable of, you know, dropping one or two of the jobs at that moment. She decided to cheat. Instead of sticking it out or going to get a job to take some of the load off of him, she decided to cheat. And he started noticing a change in his partner, so he decided that, you know, I'm gonna talk to my boss, see what we can do. And his boss was very understanding. His boss was also a family man and also was pretty much working very hard to provide for his family. So he was like, yo, you know, a couple days a week, I can see what I can do. And his boss held it down for him. And one particular day, he left work early and he found this woman cheating on him in his house. Now, cheating is disrespectful, but cheating on a man in a house that he paid all the bills for is wild as fuck. And I said this to James. I was like, that's wild. I don't know how you did it, but I'm very proud of you for keeping your composure in the manner in which you did. And at that very moment, for him, it wasn't about giving her a second chance or anything like that. He was done. I commend him for being done. One and done. I commend you for that, because some motherfuckers be letting shit slide until it's a slippery slope and then you get bigger issues. But he thought nothing of it. He was like, you know what? She's pregnant now. Well, you know, after a few months, like, she's pregnant now. He didn't think anything of the, you know, the date of conception or anything. He was just like, this is my child. I'm raising this child to be my own. With no doubt in the back of his head. And y'all know the black mamas. The black mamas is going to be like, you need to go get a DNA test. And he put it off. He didn't think that, you know, that was the case. He had trusted the woman who cheated on him, that she did cheat and she did use protection. Never questioned her at all. And over the years, his mother questioned and questioned. And that caused a rift in his relationship with his mother, because his mother just genuinely didn't believe that that was his child. Here we are a few months ago. He finds out that this child is not his child. He is devastated. He is heartbroken. He is feeling all the pain that he was feeling when he found out that she cheated on him all over again. He is trying to maintain a great relationship with this child, because no child should be just like, you know, exit out of somebody's life. But it's hard. How can I take care of this child who, you know, this child being here is causing me so much pain? And I get it. And I don't get it from a firsthand, like, point of view, because I've never had experience anything like this. But I watched Paternity Court, y'all. I watched Maury and Jerry Springer and all that. I watched people's, you know, YouTube stories when they talk about things like this. And I understand where these people are coming from. Again, not from experience, but just from, like, listening to other people talk about these types of things. That man was hurt. That man is still hurt. I'm gonna keep it a buck, y'all. He's still hurt. As the child got a little older, the mother started to keep the kids away from him. Now, mind y'all, she cheated. He went his own way. She went hers. He still took care of his kids. She started to pull the kids away. And when he was telling me this, I was just like, damn, like, she dead ass wrong. She's dead ass wrong. And I feel like, and this is what I was saying to Shay, situations like this don't get talked about as much as it would get talked about if he cheated on her and got another woman pregnant. If that was the narrative, if he got another woman pregnant, that would be the talk of the town. He would be every type of ain't shit ass man. Like, we would be throwing him in the dirt, dragging him through the mud. But for some reason, when women do these things, everyone's just silent. And y'all could kiss my ass. Like, respectfully. And let me tell y'all really how I had to deep dive into this when I was talking to Shay about it. She's wrong on so many levels. Because you couldn't appreciate the man who is actually taking care of you, who is actually providing. Your one desire was to stay home and be with your kids, and he made that happen for you. And you weren't willing to compromise him not being there a few nights a week. You weren't willing to stick it through with this man who made that happen for you. You were so selfish and disgusting that you cheated on him. And you cheated on him in a house that he pays the bills for. You let another man lay his head in the bed that this man sleeps in. And that is wild as fuck. And for that alone, she needed to be dragged in mud. And I'm not saying it in a bashful way. Like, I'm not trying to, like, bash her and make her seem like she's just coming to earth. But sis, if you listen to this podcast, if this reaches your ears, if you are one of the women who do shit like this, you need to be dragged through the mud. And you could kiss my ass. Because that is not okay. Not okay at all. My next point with the situation. Although she had never ever addressed it, part of her should have came forward and been like, yo, I need to get a DNA test. Because there's no way, like, she probably didn't share her, like, conception date with him for the reason of, like, it was probably too close to tell if it was the other guy's kid, you know, during that time when she was with the other guy or with James. But she should have just taken that step to do it. And that is irresponsible. Right? Next thing. Keep that last note, that last thing that I just said in the back of your head. you knew that there was a possibility because you started to distance him from his kids. Now that's gonna scream into another thing that y'all can kiss my ass about. But she knew. She fucking knew. That's why she's trying to create a rift between him and them fucking kids. Because you knew. And in that moment, she was feeling guilty about that baby not being his baby. And poor James had to go through hell. Emotional hell. Understanding. Like, to get the answer that this is not his kid. And shit like that, ladies, it got to fucking stop. It has to stop. Which brings me to the next reason why y'all could kiss my ass. A lot of the time, I'm not going to say 50% of the time, I'm not going to say 70, I'm going to just say a lot. A lot of the time, women do not tell the full story of why a man is not taking care of their kids. Now granted, my dad has not taken care of me. My mom didn't get in the middle of that. He chose to be a deadbeat father. If that is the case with your child's father, you need to love on that child hard. You need to let that child figure out who that parent is for themselves, because believe me, it'll all come out in due time. Children grow up to see exactly who their parents are. If that man didn't want nothing to do with that baby, you let that baby figure it out on their own. You don't talk bad about that man. You don't say nothing negative about that man at all to that child. You raise your child the right way. You pour into your child. You get a village that's going to pour into your child. You find some strong men that don't mind stepping up and being a father figure to your child and being just that male figure that they need in their life. You find yourself a village, not just for your child, but for you also. Because ladies, there are things that we cannot teach these children that men have to be able to teach them. Because my mom, great job. My grandma, they did a great job with me. The women in my village did a phenomenal job. But the men that are in my village, they stepped up. They showed me what it was like to have a man love on me, encourage me, accept me, correct me. They taught me that. So that I was open enough. And there was a point in time, and I'll talk about that in another episode, where I could be open to hearing things that men had to say and be able to tell when a man is trying to play in your face and get in your drawers and when a man is actually interested in you. And it's not to say that these people aren't, that men aren't conniving. But if I didn't have those male figures in my life, it would make a difference in who I am today. I would not be the individual that I am today if I had lacked male figures in my life. So, I say that to say, women will be bitter. Not all. But women will be bitter and make men have the, and give men these ultimatums where it's either you do what I'm telling you to do or you can't see your kid. And it happens more often than you think. It's just not talked about. Because women have painted the picture that these men are just waking up and choosing to be deadbeats. And we know that it is not 100% the situation. Now, and like I said earlier, there are some situations where that is the case. My dad is a case like that. But I have heard too many men tell the God's honest truth about what's going on with their baby moms, and she's being bitter because he has a new girlfriend. Oh, you can't have my kid around your girlfriend. If she's going to be there, then you can't have my kid. Let me deep dive into that a little bit. I do believe that both the mom and dad should have a mutual understanding that every woman that you go on a date with should not be around our child. I think that is a good basis and foundation to have. Once you are getting serious with this woman, and you are serious enough with this person, this man, this woman, to bring them around your child, I think the opposite parent should support that. you know, this is a serious relationship that you're getting into, especially if you're someone who's dating for, like, dating to get married. If you are dating to get married and you've been dating this woman for 6 months and you're like, we are ready to take that next step and I want to introduce my child, that parent should be supportive of that. And maybe even, you know, let's all go out because I want to know the woman who is going to be around my child if this relationship does end up working out in your favor and you do marry this woman and it does become a long-term relationship. You as a parent, as the other parent, should be able to scan this, you know, do a little bit of a viewing of who this person is and try to figure out their character and sit down with them and explain, you know, my child doesn't like X, Y, and Z. And in a sense of that, help pull this person into the village that they're going to be in when it comes to your child. Now, don't expect the partner, whether it's the new girlfriend or the boyfriend, to be you as a parent. Don't expect them to just come in, meet your child, and automatically become a step parent. But help them learn your child. Be supportive of that for the sake of the other parent. Because just because you guys have a kid and you don't work out doesn't mean that the two of you have to be miserable for the rest of your life because you're not necessarily sure if you want another woman around your child. Things like that really bother me. Saying that your baby daddy can't see his kid because he has a new girlfriend is just disgusting and just low. Your child is not a pawn. Saying that if he doesn't give you $500 to help you probably not even really do what you need to do. Don't get me wrong. Let me clarify that. There are women who get that money from their baby daddies and they do spend it on the children. But if you just low on funds and you telling him you need $500 and if he don't give you the $500 today at 2 o'clock, he can't see his kid, that's dead ass wrong. That shit is dead ass wrong. And women do that. Women fucking do that. And then your child grows up and starts to figure mom and dad out. And if they end up having a good bond with their dad, where they can ask those tough questions of, like, well, why didn't you want me? You now caused your child to really start to resent you because all these years you made it seem like my dad was just an ain't shit ass nigga who didn't want nothing to do with me. In all actuality, you kept me from him because he wouldn't give you $500 for your lace front, even though you didn't want him to know it was for your lace front. Like, make it make sense. That's fucked up. New point. Stop trying to... This is my last point, because I'm starting to get heated. Or maybe not. Let me take a deep breath. Let me get something. Because it's still about being a bitter baby mama. Not to say that there's not bitter baby daddies, but this is about being a bitter baby mama. If a man don't want you, and y'all don't got no kids, stop thinking that getting pregnant by him is going to make him want you. Let me take another sip of my tea. And get some hookah. Hold on. Man that don't want you, don't want you. It's not a hairstyle, an outfit, a child, a materialistic thing that is going to make that man want you. It might make him stay, but that is not going to change how he feels about you. A man can stay and still treat you like the scum of the earth. Ladies, stop thinking that you can change a nigga. Stop thinking that you can fix a nigga. Stop taking on these extra projects. Know your worth. having a child by a man is not going to make him stay. And stop using your child against this man. Stop telling your baby daddy to come get his son and invite him inside to have sex with you, and you know he does not want you. Yes, he may have sex with you and confuse you even more, but that does not change the fact that he does not want you. If he wanted you, he would have stayed and put in the work to get you and keep you and have a healthy relationship with you. Do I make myself clear? If I do not make myself clear, you can kiss my ass. I'm very, 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 very tired. That's my last point, because now I'm about to tell y'all why I'm tired. I'm tired of going on Instagram and seeing stories that relate to the topics that I just said. I'm tired of seeing women lowering their standards, lowering their self-worth to try to keep a man. And these men are not to blame when you do things like that. If no one is going to tell you, I will be the one to tell you. Stop lowering your standards. Stop compromising your worth for the wrong man. Stop holding your children against these men. Stop lying to them and telling them that their dads are deadbeats when all actuality is you do not want him to move on. Please stop that. Please stop it. And another thing, now that I'm thinking about it, the mothers out here, the grandmothers of these women who do these types of things, stop encouraging these women. Stop encouraging your daughters to do this type of stuff. Because sometimes a woman be a bitter baby mom, but sometimes grandmothers be bitter grandmothers. And you make your daughter believe that what she's doing is right. Oh, he don't want to pay your bills at your house and you got his son. Well, tell him you can't see his son. That's not how that works. That's not how that works. I feel, y'all can shoot me if you want. If I'm in a relationship with a man and we live together, my well-being is just as much of a priority to you as your well-being is just as much of a priority to me. For the sake of us living in the house together, being in a relationship, and having this child together. Right? Should I become a baby mom and I'm living in my own house and my baby daddy has moved on with his life, I do not expect him to pay my bills if I'm the one with full custody. Because you have to be a working parent too to provide for a child that you helped brought it to this world. Y'all may not like what I'm saying, but I'm gonna keep saying what I have to say. It is not that man's priority to pay $1,300 for rent at his apartment and $1,300 for yours. If he is capable of doing it and he is offering to do it, that is one thing. But that is not his obligation. If you have joint custody, you need to have a place for your child to stay just as much as he does. Now, I do expect for a man to step up and help his baby mom when she is struggling. Because she has your child. And that may look different for other people than what it may look like for me. But if I'm a baby mom, and I lose my job, and my lights is about to get turned off, I would expect my baby daddy to be the first person to hand over some money. I should be able to go to him and ask for help at any point in time, and he do what he can to help me. I don't expect him to be the full solution to something, but you can help me out. And if he were in the same boat, I would help him out. And maybe what I'm saying is out of pocket. Maybe it's out of pocket. Simply because I'm not a baby mom. But I'm tired of seeing this shit. And I really hope and pray that if you are one of the women that I'm talking about in this episode, I pray that you take what I'm saying and apply it to your life. Because because men aren't 100% the problem. We are. What we allow men to do ain't got nothing to do with who they are. If you know a man ain't shit and you still dealing with him, you just as ain't shit as him. And maybe this episode ain't for you. Maybe you're not the woman in there, but maybe you know some women who do this. Have a conversation with them and tell them to get their act together, because Nye is not happy with them. Send them the episode and be like, hey sis, I thought you should listen to this. This is a good episode. So, call them. Tell them they need to listen to this episode. Because what in God's green earth do y'all have going on? And that's all I'm going to say. I will talk to y'all next week. Be blessed.